This is Senior Talk, presented by Heartfelt Care at Home on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. Here is your host, Greg Koopman.
Good morning and welcome to Senior Talk, presented by Heartfelt Care at Home, right here and only on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. I'm Greg Koopman, your host for Senior Talk, founder and owner of Heartfelt Care at Home, Colorado Springs' most trusted senior in-home care. Be sure to visit us online today at heartfeltcareathome.com. Senior Talk is made possible by our sponsor, the Dry Eye Center. Visit them online today at dryeyecenter.com. Joining us in the studio this morning, super excited to have this guest on today, our friend Lisa Lober, sales associate with Jackson Creek Senior Living, brand new senior living community on the north end of our community here. Lisa, thank you so much for taking the time to join us this morning. Welcome to Senior Talk.
Thank you for having me. We're excited to be here.
Oh, we've got so much information to talk about today, a lot of exciting stuff about this brand new community. Before we get started, Lisa, take a few moments, share with our listeners just a little bit about your background and really what sparked your passion and drove you to do what it is you do today.
Well, I guess kind of like all great things that you end up in your life, you kind of have a change of life. I started out down a path of fitness and exercise, and I'd been running gyms and fitness centers for 35 years. And then I had a huge life-changing moment and ended up at Brookdale Monument Valley Park as the care coordinator for their memory care community. And who'd have thought I went from like the happiest place on earth to kind of the one of the sadder places. And I absolutely felt my heart's, that's where it belonged. That was my home.
You know, it's amazing. And I know we were talking briefly about that before the show here this morning. It's, you know, how many people in this industry are really just kind of called to doing the work that we end up doing and find our place, you know, find ourselves in the place we probably never thought we'd be working. But we find that passion and that spark to really serve this aging population. So fantastic to have you here with us. So exciting stuff. Jackson Creek Senior Living, brand new community here in El Paso County, actually located in Monument. Is that correct?
It is.
Tell us about Jackson Creek Senior Living.
Well, Jackson Creek Senior Living is a private, locally owned community. We are managed by Vivage, which and a subsidiary, WellAge, which is all, again, local. So if we have any kind of issues, if we have questions, we go directly to our owners and we can get those resolved. We're located in Jackson Creek Parkway, right near the Walmart, Kohl's, Lewis Palmer High School. Very easy to access. We have 137 apartments. 27 are independent living, 80 are assisted, and 30 are the memory care community.
Fantastic. So there's different levels of care in this community, and we're going to talk a little bit about each of those. But wow, I mean, private, locally owned. Those are the words that get you straight to my heart, being a locally owned company myself. But you don't see that a lot in senior living. And I think that's important to highlight. A lot of the senior living communities that we do see are big, giant corporations, you know, and there are some massive senior living corporations. So I imagine, you know, having that local access to the owners, to the management team, having that accountability as well, I imagine that impacts the care and the quality of environment and services that you're providing.
It definitely does. One of the frustrations I had at my previous community is if we did have an issue, it's just policy, and there's no place you can go to try to change that, nobody directly you can talk to. One of the wonderful things about the community we have now is that the majority of the employees came from those big places. So we bring with us the frustrations that happened before and the things that we want to do better, and we're able to apply that to this community here.
So Monument, Colorado, rapidly growing area. I'm a resident up there. I know you're a resident up there as well, and I imagine a lot of your staff members also are. Why Monument?
It was a need. Our owners looked at that area and if you look at the north of the Springs, it's growing into Monument, and there's really nothing past Briargate, and way west on Powers for people who are needing senior help. And then you have to go all the way up to Castle Rock for anything else. So the need is huge.
And you had a staggering bit of information that you shared before the show. You actually opened with a good percentage, you know, compared on industry average, almost a third of your units or your building, you opened with those already filled and rented out.
Correct. The average new community for senior living opens at about 14 or 15%. And we opened our doors at 32% of deposits before we even were able to have anybody in the building.
Fantastic. I'm going to do this several times throughout today's show. What is, A, the best phone number listeners can get in touch with you, but also what is your address in Monument? So if listeners want to take a drive by, take a look at the community, come on in, say hi, maybe schedule a tour, how can they find you?
Jackson Creek Senior Living is located at 16601 Jackson Creek Parkway, Monument, Colorado. The main building phone number is 719-725-6060. And then if you have direct questions that is directly related to sales, or you have anything that I might be able to answer, needs for our recommendations for senior living, any kind of other senior living questions, you're welcome to call me on my work cell phone, which is 719-367-6846.
I give my cell phone out as well, and we always get those phone calls at the interesting hours, and I'm always glad to answer questions. So glad to see I'm not the only one that does that. Now, you mentioned it briefly. Tell me about the different levels of care. What levels of care does Jackson Creek Senior Living cater to?
We have three levels of care. Our independent living has the apartments there have a full washer and dryer. They have the dishwasher, a full-size refrigerator, stove, oven, everything that you would possibly need to do your day-to-day living. But we also have a call button. So if there's any kind of an emergency, you have chest pain, someone falls down, you can hit this button and you have a response. And we have an RN in the building that can come up and check you out. Now, in independent living, we can't actually provide any care, but we are able to do an assessment and kind of help you stand up if someone were to fall down. The next level that we have is our assisted living community. In assisted living, there is a 5-foot-tall refrigerator and a microwave, but we don't have the stove and the other things. In assisted living, we take care of all of your laundry, which is done twice a week. We take care of 3 meals a day. Housekeeping comes in 3 times a week. We have call buttons. We have pendants that people can use. In our independent, our rent does include 1 meal a day and housekeeping once a week.
Fantastic. And then the third option, as far as the level of care that you cater to, is it memory care? Is that right?
Yeah, our last level is memory care, and our memory care community is really very unique. I don't know how detailed you want me to go into that right now, but we have 30 apartments. That unit is split into 15 and 15, so you get that smaller, intimate feel. Each one of those 15 apartment communities have their own dining room, their own living room, their own recreation areas. They have their own little walking path, so they get that intimate feel. But yet, if they have a wandering issue, they're able to walk down a long hallway, and there's no chance that they can get lost or confused because it's a straight shot back and forth. We also have some amazing technology that we're able to use in that community that's really going to be a huge benefit and has me excited.
Fantastic. I look forward to diving into that a little bit more in detail here on today's show. Right now, I want to highlight the different features and amenities that you have. That's always the fun part about hearing about new communities, hearing about the activities and transportation. And I know fitness is your thing, so tell us a little bit about fitness. But what kind of amenities and features are really highlighted with Jackson Creek Senior Living?
Okay. Well, when you walk into our community, for one, it's just beautiful. It's the kind of place that the families are going to want to come and entertain there with their loved ones. And we have places that you can do that. We have a private dining room that you can reserve anytime you would like. We can either cater the food for you, or you are welcome to bring it in. Just let us know, bring your family in, and you can entertain right there. We have a beautiful mountain view room, which you're also welcome to reserve anytime you want to. We're going to do Super Bowl parties up there. Wine tastings and things up in that area. We have multiple activity rooms where we'll do painting and crafts and just all kinds of other fun activity, beadwork and such. We have a theater room with a loop system that works into some of our technology piece, which I think we're going to talk about that a little bit later.
Sure.
But we have that theater room also works as a chapel. We have church services there. It's a non-denominational church service every Sunday. We have a library where we have professional musicians come in and other performers. We have comedians, school kids will come in and sing. We have a bistro that's open 24 hours a day.
Excellent.
We have activities that we'll be going out to. We'll go to the theater up in Denver. We'll go to Air Force Academy games. We'll go to the zoo. There's going to be tons of life that's going to be provided. We also have a full beauty parlor. You can get your manicure, pedicure, hair done, full fitness facilities with equipment as well as classes. We're partnering with the YMCA up in Monument, so you can go over there and use their pool.
Excellent.
We have a physical therapy room. We're partnering with Bridges for that, but you're also welcome to bring your own physical therapist in. We have a masseuse and massage table there in our community. We have a therapy tub, actually several of them, because they're down in the memory care community as well as in our assisted living.
If I was only old enough, I think I'd be moving in right now. I mean, that seems wonderful. And I want to highlight also dining. That's a popular question that our aging population asks. Do they have good food? And you actually have a world-class chef working with you. Is that correct?
We do. We have Kevin Sutton. He was professionally trained in New York. He also went through the culinary school up in Boulder. He's fantastic. Just our daily, we have steak every day as part of our regular menu, if that's something you want to choose. And chicken and just multiple actual regular meals that you can get anytime you want to, as well as specialties for every meal.
I'll give you a hint. I'm waiting for my invite to lunch, Lisa. Thank you very much. And we'll see if that comes. But we're going to take a quick break here. Before we go, Lisa, I want you to let our listeners know, what is the best phone number they can find out more information about Jackson Creek Senior Living?
You can call our main line at 719-725-6060. Or for specific questions, you're welcome to reach me on my personal cell, which is 719-367-6846.
Fantastic. Lisa Lober, Sales Associate with Jackson Creek Senior Living. We'll take a quick break to hear from our sponsor. Senior Talk is brought to you by the Dry Eye Center, Colorado's dry eye experts. Did you know that 86% of dry eye problems have one source? That's something called meibomian glands. I can't spell it if I tried, but the Dry Eye Center uses cutting-edge technology to treat the root cause of dry eyes for long-term dry eye relief. For a free dry eye exam and consultation, call the Dry Eye Center today at 719-355-7178. Again, that's 719-355-7178, or visit them online today at dryeyecenter.com. That's dryeyecenter.com. Welcome back to Senior Talk right here on KRDO News Radio. Our friend Lisa Lober, sales associate with Jackson Creek Senior Living, brand new senior living community in Monument, Colorado, the northern end of El Paso County here. Fantastic new community. Really looking forward to hearing some more about that. Lisa, thank you again for taking the time to join us on the show this morning.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
So we talked about the different levels of care, you know, before in our first segment. Really, when I'm sitting here trying to identify if I'm appropriate for senior living, you know, I want to look at independent living. Who really is appropriate for independent living?
Independent living is basically 62 years old or above. And the part of that reason, it's not so much even an age-based thing. It's a matter of fitting in and feeling like you belong to part of the community. If you're 30 years old and you're living with a bunch of other people that are in their 70s, it's just not going to feel like a home to you. So that's why we kind of gear it at 62 and above.
Okay, absolutely. So if I am tired of doing the day-to-day maintenance of in my own home, would that be something I would look for to say, hey, maybe I need to start exploring these different senior living options? What are the types of things that would make me start to consider senior living as maybe a good option?
We like to consider it as something that you work to get to achieve. Versus something that has to happen. So you work hard all your life, and then you get to retire and move to this community. And we're going to take care of all those chores for you. You know, we're going to take care of mowing the grass. We're going to take care of providing your entertainment. We're going to take care of all that building stuff. You don't have to worry about painting or fixing the toilet or mowing your grass or any of that stuff. You just come and go to sleep, get up. We have food prepared. We take care of all that little stuff.
Fantastic. Now, I want to highlight a myth that I often run into, you know, when folks have concerns about making that move from their own home into you know, independent living or a senior living community. And the biggest myth that I see is the idea that when you make that move, you're going to lose your independence. What are your thoughts on that myth?
Right. That is a myth.
It's a loaded question because it is a myth. But what are your thoughts on that?
Well, that's, again, what our whole purpose is, to bring life to you, not for you to lose that independence. We want to help you gain the independence. And we do that by offering so many different programs, from painting to woodworking to working in the garden. All of that, we want to bring it and just make it easier for you, bring that opportunity for you. A lot of seniors, as they start to age, they start sitting more. And part of that's because they're afraid to go outside, worried about the elements, that type of thing. They've maybe had a fall and they're afraid if they go out when it's wet or something that they're going to fall. So they stop going out as much. And what we want to do is have that a nice, safe place where they don't have to worry about walking across the ice or driving with crazy drivers out there in the dark when they can't see as well. And we're going to bring that life to them.
Fantastic. Now, what should listeners be looking for when they're exploring independent living options that are out there? As we know, I mean, senior living seems to be booming across El Paso County and all different parts of town. I think probably one of the biggest unique things about Jackson Creek Senior Living is that you're in Monument, which is there are not a lot of options up there. So, and it's a growing community up there. So that would be one. But, you know, what should folks be looking for when they start to explore the different options that are out there?
That's a really good question. You want to do your research. I would say the first thing that you want to look at is when you walk into the building, how does the community feel? How does your gut feel the minute you walk in? Because that's an important thing. When you're walking around the community, do the care staff look like they have smiles on their face? Do they look like they're enjoying their job? Are they engaging with you as you walk through? Do you feel like you can ask them questions? Look at the residents. Are they smiling? Do they look like they're well-groomed? Is their hair combed? Do they have clean clothes on?
Excellent. Anything else that I should be looking for, those different options? So it sounds like the biggest thing is to go take a tour, you know, schedule a tour and actually go take a look at the community and interact with real people who work there and real people who live there.
That's really what you want to do, because there's a lot of places you'll walk into them and the building itself is beautiful. It may be brand new and it may not have some of that old, you know, kind of funny smells or look a little bit, you know, aged. But when you walk around, the care staff doesn't have a smile on their face. It's just a coldness as you walk in. It's not the building that you want to look at. You really want to look at that care, because if you're looking for a senior person that may not be able to advocate for themselves, you really want to make sure that the people who are taking care of them know what they're doing.
Absolutely. Now I'm going to transition to highlight a little bit more on assisted living. Really, I want to know who's appropriate for assisted living. So I'm exploring the senior living options. I have, you know, independent living in front of me. I have assisted living in front of me. How do I know which one is appropriate for me? You know, how do I know maybe I need a little bit more than what independent living offers and assisted is the appropriate thing? What things do I need to be evaluating on my own type of care or my needs?
Right. That's a good question. There's a lot of people that have that concern when they come in. Assisted living, one of the big myths that we want to break on that is it is not the end of your life. It is just a time that you don't have to worry about the chores. So when you look at independent means that you truly are not concerned of having a fall or any kind of a disease process. If you're starting to think that maybe your balance isn't so great, if you've been diagnosed maybe with a disease that's eventually going to start debilitating you, you might want to consider moving into an assisted living community and have it at a place where you don't have any care as of that moment, but you're already in that apartment and you're prepared. So when it does happen, or if it does happen, the care staff is able to actually do the care that you need and take care of you.
Fantastic. Now, I know you mentioned the different units and the different apartments that you have available in each of those levels of care. Are rooms typically, I mean, this is a private apartment, a shared apartment? It's probably not what people think of, you know, when you're in, like a shared nursing home room or hospital room. This is an apartment, correct?
Right, and different communities are different with that. Our building, they're all private, or if you choose to share it, like we have a couple of ladies that are here sharing a two-bedroom apartment, they're sisters, and they're sharing it, or husband and wife are sharing it. It's somebody that you chose to share that apartment with versus moving in someplace and you're sharing it with whoever we happen to have there.
Wonderful. Big question our aging population has comes down to price.
Mm-hmm.
Who pays for senior living care?
That, again, depends on the community. Our community is a private community, so it would be long-term care insurance that would take care of that, or private pay from savings or selling a home.
Fantastic. I know we have a lot of retired veterans in our community as well, and sometimes there's something called the VA aid in attendance benefit that also helps pay for senior living or assisted living. So that's something to look at as well for our listeners. But oftentimes when you weigh the cost of home ownership, home maintenance, meals, transportation, all of those things that we just pay our bills on a monthly basis for, when you start to add all of those up, I think a lot of times it's pretty comparable to actually making a move into independent living. What's included with the monthly rent over at Jackson Creek Senior Living?
If you're looking at our assisted living, we're taking care of all of your meals. We're taking care of the housekeeping 3 times a week. We're taking care of your laundry 2x a week, more if it's needed. All of the utilities are taken care of, your cable, Wi-Fi. We have 140 channels, as well as all of your entertainment. Transportation, we'll provide rides to doctor's appointments or anywhere else. Just give us a little bit of a heads up. We'll make sure you can get there.
Fantastic. We're going to take one more quick break to hear from our sponsor. Before we do that, Lisa, how can our listeners get in touch with you and the team over at Jackson Creek Senior Living?
Our main number is 719-725-6060. Or for specific care need questions, you can reach me at the cell of 719-367-6846.
Fantastic. Our friend Lisa Lober with Jackson Creek Senior Living. We'll take one more quick break to hear from our sponsor. Senior Talk is brought to you by the Dry Eye Center, Colorado's dry eye experts. Did you know that 86% of dry eye problems have one source? That's something called meibomian glands. I can't spell it if I tried, but the Dry Eye Center uses cutting-edge technology to treat the root cause of dry eyes for long-term dry eye relief. For a free dry eye exam and consultation, call the Dry Eye Center today at 719-355-7178. Again, that's 719-355-7178. Or visit them online today at dryeyecenter.com. That's dryeyecenter.com. Welcome back to Senior Talk right here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. Our friend from Jackson Creek Senior Living telling us all about a brand new community in Monument, Colorado, independent living, assisted living, memory care for our aging population. Lisa, thank you again so much for coming in today to share all this exciting information about a beautiful brand new community up in Monument.
Glad to be here. Excited.
All right. We're starting to run a little bit low on time, but I do want to highlight the memory care offerings. There's memory care options. There's a lot of different stages of dementia and memory loss and cognitive impairment. What levels or stages of memory and cognitive impairment do you serve in your memory care?
Well, in truth, we'll take care of all stages. When you initially get diagnosed, you may come into the assisted living. In our assisted living, we have a life loop program that can help us to be able to stay in touch with your family and work together collaboratively so that as it starts to progress and you may need to make that move into a memory care community, we're sure that we've done everything we could do to keep you in the assisted. In our actual memory care community, we have a wander guard system, which has a GPS programmed into it, so we can kind of locate you any part of the building. It also makes it where there's not locked doors for people who are trying to come into the community, so it doesn't feel like you're going to visit mom or dad in a prison. It does lock, and it becomes secure when that memory care person tries to leave. That's for their protection, but it doesn't feel like a prison. We have lots of technology. We have an IN2L, which is in a program that really helps us engage individually with each resident. It's got a individual website on there for each one of our residents so they can Skype with family members all around the country. Our person who's in charge of that program, her name is Annie Pye. She's an RN. She's been in charge of memory care communities in the past. She's run hospice. She's been an executive director. She really is very well rounded, as well as being an RN. We have RNs in our building 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and all of our care staff are CNAs. That allows us to be able to do greater care than what most communities can do. So a lot of folks that might end up having to go to a skilled care community are able to stay with us, and our hope is that they can stay with us until they pass.
fantastic. So it sounds like it really is personalized care for each individual, even down to your memory care unit, which you said is almost a neighborhood approach where you have two smaller communities within your community for these folks with memory and cognitive impairment to really meet them where they are with their needs.
Exactly. Our memory care community, it really is designed for that. We have our own hair salon down there. We have our own therapy tub down there. They have music therapies that are going to be going on in there. Our goal is to have group activities as well as individual activities. We may have, and the other point is to try to find a purpose for each resident to want to wake up every morning and feel like they have a job or a reason. It might be helping us fold clothes. It might be doing hand massages with other residents. It might be helping us call bingo. Whatever that might be, we're going to help, you know, gear into each individual resident and find a reason for them to get up every day.
Fantastic. As we mentioned a little bit earlier, there are a lot of different communities here in the Colorado Springs, El Paso County area. What would you say, what's the number one differentiator that sets Jackson Creek Senior Living apart from all the other senior living options that we see here?
I believe it's our care staff. We do have, Stacy Stang is an RN. She's the head of our health and wellness program with all of our nurses and care staff. She's an RN with a master's in nursing. She's in charge of the other RNs, which we have one in the building 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All of our care staff are CNAs, which is certified nursing assistants. The majority of other communities don't have anything like that. And that's what causes us to be able to have this ability. We can do Hoyer lifts. We can help with colostomy bags. I mean, a lot of other things that just don't happen in assisted living we're able to do.
Fantastic. If you could give one piece of advice to listeners who may be just now starting to explore the option of senior living, memory care, independent living, assisted living, what would that piece of advice be?
Take your time. Really go out and do your research. Do your due diligence before you choose a community, because you want this place to be your home and you want to know that your loved one is well taken care of. I believe that at Jackson Creek Senior Living, we're going to have the best. As I said before, we brought in people from other communities. They're kind of flocking to us because they're also excited about it. These folks who have been working in the field for a long time are coming in and working for us. And that's care staff, that's activities people. Our core team is amazing.
Fantastic. Lisa, we unfortunately are about out of time. I can't thank you again enough for joining us this morning here on Senior Talk. Before we go, share with our listeners one last time how they can reach you to learn more about Jackson Creek Senior Living, maybe schedule a tour, come up, have lunch, see what all the buzz is about at Jackson Creek Senior Living.
Yeah, we'd love to have you come anytime. Our main office building number is 719-725-6060, or you can reach me on my cell at 719-367-6846.
Excellent. Lisa, thank you again so much for joining us today. Before we go, I want to remind listeners you can find out more information about Heartfelt Care at Home online at heartfeltcareathome.com or by giving us a call at 719-362-0094. Again, that's 719-362-0094. Be sure to join us next Sunday and every Sunday at 8 a.m. right here and only on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM for another edition of Senior Talk, presented by Heartfelt Care at Home and the Dry Eye Center.